The Federal Bureau of Land Management published an item in the Federal Register this week laying out a plan to withdraw roughly 100,000 acres of federal land in Josephine and Curry counties from mining. The two separate chunks of land contain the headwaters of some of the region's most important waterways, including the Smith River, California's last free-flowing, as in undammed, river. Mining claims have already been made on federal land in the same general area. The administrative withdrawal is meant as a prelude to possible congressional action on withdrawing the land permanently. And to talk about that, we turn to the member of Congress who represents that portion of Oregon. That would be U.S. Representative Peter DeFazio, Democrat from the 4th Congressional District from Springfield, on the line with us now from Washington. Representative DeFazio, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks.
So I understand there are several proposals already for mines on creeks in the area proposed for withdrawal.
There are some very extensive mining claims. They've got about a 25-year history. I've been fighting them for 25 years. It would be a massive strip mine proposal for low-quality nickel, which theoretically would be exported somewhere to turn into manufactured items. I don't know that it's economically viable, but it's a threat. I think this is the third different foreign corporation I've dealt with. We backed the first couple off. I said to the Forest Service years ago, I said, hey, you know, if they're going to claim this under the 1872 Mining Act, they want an access road. I said, they don't get an access road. They got to use burrows and picks. So why do they need an access road?
So go back to 1872 and techniques,
yeah, I mean,
too?
That's the law, 1872. You know, $2.50 an acre if you patent it. We're not allowing patenting right now, thankfully. These claims, supersede many of our modern laws. And, I mean, it's incredibly archaic.
The Red Flat nickel mine, is that the big one that everybody's concerned about?
Yeah, that would be a massive strip mine, and that would be very, it's a geologically unique area, very sensitive. Rough and Ready Creek in that area. I was in that area just a couple of months ago, seeing where the strip mine would be. It would be a disaster for that area.
Now, I was trying to weed out things between the Chetco River, for example, and the Smith River. There is a withdrawal already in force on the Chetco River. Is that right?
That's one we got a little while ago. So, yeah, that's because we've had a number of people looking at in-river mining there, which would be potentially problematic also. But this is even worse. I mean, this would be massive amounts of, overburden or, surface soils removed, forests clear cut, and then they would go after this low-quality nickel. You know, I think they got a pretty high bar. First, they have to prove it's economically viable. I don't see how it's economically viable. I mean, I suppose if the nickel price goes up very high internationally, you could go in there, strip mine the area, put it on trucks, and truck it to I don't know where, either all the way up to Coos Bay or down into California, and then ship it to wherever they're going to ship it overseas to have it processed into metals.
As you understand it, Representative DeFazio, is that perhaps what's going on here? They've staked the claims and are not working them simply because they're waiting for an improvement in prices?
Well, they're always speculating, sure. I mean, like I say, this is the third owner of that massive claim since I've been in Congress, and we deterred the other two, and we're hoping to deter this one. And we definitely didn't want them to be filing further claims, which is why we wanted the administrative withdrawal. We've introduced legislation to permanently withdraw the area, but it's Republican Congress, and who knows when we will get that done, but we're certainly going to try. But in the interim, what we needed was the Obama administration to do an administrative withdrawal. So we've been working with them for months and months on that because we have to come with very legal descriptions and mapping and all sorts of issues involved, and finally had to get them to publish in the Federal Register, but that's done now, so we've got interim protection until we can legislate permanent protection.
Which explains then why, I mean, because the agencies can set up a withdrawal for 20 years, but they're asking for 5, and this explains this is just an interim thing pending legislation.
That's correct. They call it administrative withdrawal in aid of legislation.
So at this point, we're talking, let's see, two major chunks, it looks like, appears to be headwaters for several streams, and 100,000 acres roughly together, 95,000 in one chunk, 5,000 in the other?
Yeah.
Okay. And
The Smith River is, you know, in particular, the area that we're targeting, but many tributaries too to protect.
So, Representative Fazio, what happens to existing claims? Those are not affected? Are they just sort of hemmed in by an administrative withdrawal?
Yeah, I'm not aware. I don't know what claims might be in that area. This isn't an area where, you know, other parts of Southwest Oregon, we have a lot of small claims for precious minerals. You know, these claims, these are areas that don't have, you know, don't seem to have the precious minerals, but they do have the nickel deposits. So generally the claims to be viable would have to be, you know, they have to be proved up economically viable, very large. So I'm not aware within that area there may be some existing claims, and they can't be withdrawn. They would still exist, but nothing of the magnitude we're talking here of big nickel claims.
Now, the prove-up part you've mentioned twice now, is that part of the 1872 mining law proving that it's economically viable?
No, that is administrative rules that are more modern, that are an interpretation, you know, or of the law from the 1872. You know, because the Forest Service and BLM, you know, land managers don't want somebody saying, well, I've got this claim here and I'm just going to go operate. They have to file an operating plan with the government. It has to be approved. First, before that, they have to prove that there is potential economic viability. Then the next step is file a plan of operation. And, you know, we, you know, for this one that's already claimed by this foreign company, who, by the way, will not pay a penny in royalties to federal taxpayers, you know, and there are other defects in the law. We've got the Formosa mine there in Douglas County. I just was up visiting there last year. You know, again, a foreign corporation. They generally come out of Canada. That mined there, abandoned it, left a horrible mess, and they just disappeared. They don't exist anymore, so taxpayers get the bill. Same thing could happen with the Rough and Ready area.
All right, more to talk about with Representative Peter DeFazio about the proposed land withdrawal from mining in chunks of Josephine and Curry counties, 100,000 acres total. Lots of people waiting to get on board on this conversation on the phone and several emails as well. We'll come back and take those and talk to Representative DeFazio some more when we return from this break on the Jefferson Exchange in a minute 15. Back on the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. We're talking about the proposed withdrawal of roughly 100,000 acres of federal land from mining in Southwest Oregon. Josephine and Curry counties in particular, with the headwaters of the Smith River, among others, contained in there. Representative Peter DeFazio is on the line with me, and we have a few more questions for you. One comes from the Pacific, let's see, it's the Pacific Fisheries Council. He says, it's astonishing this kind of thing can still happen today. It just points out how archaic the 1872 Mining Act really is and how out of step it is with modern reality. What is being done in Congress to bring that outdated law into the 21st century? That from the Pacific Coast Federation Fishermen's Association.
Well, I've introduced a comprehensive mining reform bill in the last Congress, wrote it in the last Congress when I was a senior Democrat on the Resources Committee. And I'm a co-sponsor of the same bill, which is now the principal author is the new ranking member of the committee since I've moved to transportation, Raul Grijalva. But it's the same bill. It would really, you know, modernize the process. First and foremost, you know, we've got to be able to protect sensitive areas. Right now, the agencies do not have the authority to routinely, administratively withdraw sensitive areas. The bill would give them that. Secondly, as I mentioned earlier in the show, it would require royalties. Everybody else charges royalties. Private landowners, Native American tribes, states, other nations, but not the United States government because it wasn't included in the 1872 Act. So we would allow, and there are gold mines being run by foreign companies where they're extracting billions and billions of dollars of resource and not paying a penny to the federal government. and the taxpayers of the United States. So I would impose reasonable royalties. We would really toughen up the requirements for operating plans and restoration mitigation plans for mines that are viable and are not going to be in particularly sensitive areas, but still on public lands. We would permanently prohibit the patenting of claims, that is, the lands being removed from federal ownership, and a number of other points.
You mentioned about the patenting part, that that's already on hold. How has that been accomplished?
It's dicey. It's year to year in the appropriations process. And with the Republicans in charge of everything now, who knows? But I think even a lot of Republicans are on to the fact that the patenting at $2.50 an acre of federal land to private entities or foreign entities is not a great idea.
All right, we got some calls here. Let's go to Brad in Gaskee, California. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with U.S. Rep. Peter DeFazio.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Brad Camden from Gaskee. I've been doing kayak shuttles on the Smith River for 30 years now, and I was very happy to get Mr. DeFazio to sign a petition against the Smith River at a town hall meeting in Brookings, and he allowed me to pass it around the crowd where I got quite a few signatures, and then I saw him in Grants Pass, and he allowed me to send the petition around there. I have 1,897 signatures now, and I just wanted to thank him very much for his efforts. And partly what you talked about, too, was the right now to process the ore, it's got to go through the Panama Canal to Detroit. It's the only place we have a smelter. And I have fears that if this, the only way to do this feasibly economically would be to put a smelter on the West Coast as well. And we don't need our air and our water polluted. That's for darn sure.
All right. Thanks for that, Brad. Appreciate it. Let's go on to Janine in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Representative Peter DeFazio.
Janine. Hi, Peter DeFazio. Thank you so much for doing a segregation of the area. It means a lot that you'll stand up for Oregon and protect against foreign companies and also protect places that are incredibly special. I love swimming and spending time in the Smith, and I know a lot of people regionally go there as a recreational destination. So it's really, really great. Thank you for all your work.
All right. Thank you for the
call. Thank you. You know, I might just mention in response to the first caller, you know, we did have a smelter at Riddle. It's been gone for years, dismantled, because it wasn't economically viable. So, again, I'm very hopeful that they will not be able to prove this to be economically viable. And if they do prove it to be economically viable, then we'll be fighting their mining plan, because I don't see any way you could be strip mining around Rough and Ready Creek and not destroy that resource.
You mentioned being focused on this for 20 years plus, 25 years you might have said, but was there a fair amount of arm twisting just to get to this point of administrative withdrawal?
Yeah, not easy. not at all easy. The agencies, like I say, they don't have clear direction or authority for the routine withdrawal of sensitive lands, and just saying, look, here's these areas just shouldn't, they're not available. Draw it on the map and no claims in there. So they have a massive internal review process. We've been working on this administrative withdrawal for a couple of years.
All right, another call here from Dave in Gold Beach. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Representative Peter DeFazio.
Hi, my name is Dave Lacey. I run a kayak guiding business down here on the South Coast, and I just wanted to thank Representative DeFazio for all his efforts on this project. And just to note that even during the recession, the recreation economy in Oregon has continued to grow, and threats like this nickel mine would make that recreation economy not as robust as it is now. And I just really want to thank him for all his efforts.
All right. Thanks for that, Dave. Appreciate it. Obviously, a fair number of people want to thank you for the effort to move ahead with withdrawing these areas from mining. And we're talking about places like Hunter Creek, the upper headwaters of the Chetco, the upper headwaters of the Smith, Rough and Ready Creek. But mining has friends in Congress, and there are people who, and I mean this literally, get up in arms over mining on federal land. Witness the gathering of the Oath Keepers at the mine elsewhere in Josephine County. How do you and your office respond to the concerns of people with such ardent feelings in favor of mining?
Well, totally different case. I mean, you know, BLM is working through an administrative process with the owner of that patented property. That is under, before Congress, I think now we have been routinely prohibiting patenting since, I think, the Clinton administration. So that's got to be a fairly old claim that they're concerned about there. And those people have patented the property. They hadn't filed a plan of operations with the BLM. That's all the status of the patent is being reviewed, the date of the patent, which means has differences in terms of how they can or can't operate there. All that is going through an administrative process. That's very different because I think the Oath Keepers look at it as property that's already passed into private hands, as opposed to saying, here's other very precious federal property, incredibly irreplaceable resources that belongs to everybody, every citizen of the United States of America, and we're just saying we don't want new claims in that area. I think they're very, very, very different subjects.
Okay, we've got about a minute left with Representative Fauci, then we've got to let him get back to business here. Dean in Cottage Grove, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Yeah, thank you very much for taking my call. I'll be brief. My name is Dean Finnerty, and I represent Trout Unlimited in Southwest Oregon. And our 170,000 national members and all sportsmen and outdoor recreational enthusiasts give this Congressman DeFazio our heartfelt thanks for his leadership and taking a stand to protect these treasured areas from mineral withdrawal. Thank you so much, Congressman. This is a great step for Oregon and the folks in Northern California who depend on these waters, not only for recreational opportunities, but also for their drinking water. So thank you and great job.
All right. Thanks for the call, Dean. Appreciate it. So, Congressman DeFazio, how big a road do you have here in a Republican Congress with you, a Democrat, trying to get this passed?
Well, I got, they're the new chairman of the Resources Committee is much more reasonable than the one I had to deal with. He actually is entertaining some wilderness proposals, we'll see. I think there's some possibility. He seems to be in sort of the old school of, okay, if we protect this area, let's release that area. And that's a conversation that he and I can have. So I'm going to be talking to him, and we'll see if we can move the bill forward. And if not, we've got 5 years interim protection, and there'll be a new president and a new Congress year after next. Hope springs eternal.
There's a 90-day comment period, so people will get to comment on this until late September, I guess.
Right, but okay. It is withdrawn at this point. As soon as they publish that, there's a temporary withdrawal, then they would put in place the longer-term withdrawal. No more claims at the moment, unless for some reason the administration reversed itself, can be filed in the covered area.
All right, so essentially a freeze has already happened.
Yep.
Nothing else is going to work.
That's correct.
All right, Representative Peter DeFazio from Oregon's 4th Congressional District from Springfield, thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks for the opportunity.
You bet.